readers, welcome to the Something Bookish podcast. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka your podcast mistress. Woohoo! This I'm supposed to be hearing the cheering, like, yeah, you go, Amin, you're that bitch. Yes, talk your shit by me. You know how we do on the Something Bookish podcast. This is me trying to imagine what you sound like if I was to do, say, a live recording of the podcast. You know how we roll? We're just chill. We're peoples. I'm sorry. Okay. So on this podcast, I talk about all things books and reading, from book lists to reviews, musings, tips and tricks, and the occasional guest chat. So think of the space as a virtual lounge, but for bookish people who are obviously very chill and cool and cultured, obviously. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the dark side. And if this is not your first time listening to the podcast, hey, how you doing? Wow, focus. All right. So readers, this is the 64th episode of the Something Bookish podcast and the season 7 premiere. On this episode, I'll be sharing the books I read in the month of October. So this is a wrap-up episode. Before we get into it though, a little housekeeping. Okay, so I don't have a lot on my housekeeping list today. Just, I wanted to let you know what we're reading in November. The Indulgent Bibliophile is reading As Long as the Lemon Trees Grow by Zulfa Katur this November. This book, y'all, it's... I want you to go into this book blind. And then we can talk about it at the end of the month, okay? So follow the Indulgent Bibliophile on Instagram for updates and all the snazzy posts. What else is on the list? The Something Bookish Reading Challenge. We're in November. Do you think you'll still be able to participate in the Something Bookish Reading Challenge? I don't know. But I do have faith in you, though. I know a lot of you are probably rounding up and wrapping up. See, it's okay if you're not able to do all 24 prompts. If you did two, that's fine. If you did one, that's fine. The point is, you did participate in the Something Bookish Reading Challenge this year. So, yay you! All right. Next, please subscribe to the newsletter. There's a link in the show notes. Or you can just Google Something Bookish Substack or Something Bookish Newsletter. And the result is going to pop up because I've worked really hard on the SEO. Yes. I think it's mandatory. I always have to be explaining to you. Please support my ministry. And by ministry, I mean the bookish work that I'm doing. You can support me. That's if you like what I'm doing. If you listen to the podcast, you're reading the newsletter, you're seeing my post on Instagram or Twitter, or, you know, sometimes when I have to interview an author, stuff like that. If you like what I'm doing in the bookish space and you would like to support the work, because, you know, books ain't cheap and I have to buy books and I have to pay for subscriptions. So if you love the content and you would like to support me, you can do that by clicking on the payment link in the show notes titled Buy Amin a Cup of Coffee. Alternatively, if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, the link in my bio would lead you to a page. Now, this page only accepts payments in the Naira. So what you'd have to do is convert the amount you want to donate from your currency to the Naira. Yeah? Thank you so much again for your unwavering support. Without further ado, let's talk books, shall we? So this is my October wrap-up and I finished a total of 18 books this month. But I DNF'd, also a high number, I DNF'd 9 books this month. My DNFing game was strong. I did not have the patience. And this doesn't even like say that the amount of books I read that were great. I should have DNF'd a lot more books. I don't know. it was a weird reading month. I mean, I had some really good books, but then, yeah. Anywho, let's get into it. So, the first book I finished reading was Akwago by Rosemary Okafor. This was a novel, was sent to me by the author, and this, I think, you know how we always read like a lot of dark romance stuff by Italians and other white folks. This is Nigerian dark romance. I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it. I had like little bits and pieces that could have been edited out. You know, my editor brain came alive here, but I still enjoyed it enough that it wasn't so distracting. You know, I enjoyed it. Akwago by Rosemary. It was an entertaining read. I will give you that. The next book I finished reading was The Adventures of Amina Al-Serafi by Shannon Chakraborty. Now, this was a listen. I really, really enjoyed this book. I really enjoyed this book. And I think I was listening to it a lot while I was at the tailors, because we have some of these tailors in Lagos where as long as you're spending the entire day with them, you're going to get your outfits. So I was with one of those tailors and I spent the entire day there. So this book kept me company. I really liked it. And I don't know if it's going to be a duology, but if it is, it works. And so many ands. Why am I saying so many ands? This book was recommended to me by people who have read the Deva Bad trilogy, you know, City of Brass. And I'm going to read that for next year. I think that's going to be my trilogy project, because I like having like trilogy projects every year. This year it was The Green Bone Saga. So next year is going to be that, The City of Brass and the remaining two books. The next book I finished reading was I'm Not Done With You Yet by Jesse Tutanto. This was an audiobook. Now, see, I've been a fan of Jesse Tutanto since Dao A for Aunties, but I'm starting to feel like the standard is dropping. The standard that I'm used to is kind of dropping. I didn't enjoy it. This book led up to so much and then just dropped me flat on my bum. So it wasn't exactly disappointing, but it was underwhelming for me when I got to the end because the build-up was so high, you know? Yeah. By the way, it's a mystery type book. But the mystery wasn't mysterying. Okay. The next up was The Queens of New York by E.L. Shin. And I really liked this one. I liked this one a lot. It's a young adult novel. The POV is from three different Asian girls. There's a Chinese girl, there's a Vietnamese girl, and there is a Korean girl. And this is just them growing up, and it's so nice. I liked it. Young adult / coming of age. So yeah, The Queens of New York by E.L. Shen. You should definitely check this out. The next book I finished reading was The Friend Zone by Abby Jimenez. Like play, I've become a fan of this author. I think I read your book last month and I just downloaded. I requested for all their books at the library, and as soon as it was dropping, I was reading. So I really liked The Friend Zone by Abby Jimenez. The female character kind of pissed me off a little bit, but eventually I got into her vibe. So I enjoyed the writing also. Romance novel, P.S. The next book I finished reading was One Chance Dance by Efua Traore. Now, I'm a big fan of this author. She writes children books. Next year, she's going to be writing her first YA. Or is it adult novel? I think it's her first YA, which I am so excited about. I cannot wait. And yeah, One Chance Dance, if you have a middle grader in your life, you should definitely buy this for them. If you do find the audiobook though, absolutely no. Stay away from the audiobook of One Chance Dance. Like, the person who narrated it, abysmal. I'm embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. All right. The next book I finished reading was The Brightest Star by Gail Tsukiyama. This was an audiobook, and I liked this book because it's historical fiction based on a real life character. So I loved that it was a real person I could still go and do research on when I finished reading. I mean, the book on its own wasn't very memorable, but the fact that it was based on a real character, the character will stay in my head, but the story itself, I don't know. Wasn't the most memorable story. The next book after that was Crossfire by Fonda Lee. You know, I love me some Fonda Lee. And this was the second book in the duology. The first book is Exo, which I think I read last month or 2 months ago. And now I've completed duology. And it was a nice finish. It was a nice finish. The first book is Exo, and the second book is Crossfire. If you're interested in a middle... No, this is not middle. This is young adult. Young adult science fiction. This is science fiction, by the way. Yeah. The next book I finished reading was On the Rooftop by Margaret Wilkerson Sexton. Okay, so I read this book as part of a social media tour for One World Publications. And the only thing I liked about this book was the mother-daughter relationship. Like, there were different dynamics between each mother and child. There's mother and first child, there's mother, middle child, there's mother and then last child. And I enjoyed witnessing those dynamics. But the story as a whole, I don't know. There was just something that was missing in this book that I can't put my finger on. It's not the most memorable read, by the way. Like, you wouldn't be missing out on any experience in life if you do not read this book, you know? So, yeah, that's what I have to say about that. The next book I finished reading was The Candid Life of Meena Davi by Namrata Patel. Not very memorable, to be honest. The main character was very annoying. And anytime I read a book that has the title, that has a main character in the title, my expectations are always like so amped. Like, I expect the character development to be fantastic. But this one, no. Why didn't I DNF, you might ask? See, sometimes I'm just a masochist. I have a thing for pain. But not physical pain, unfortunately. Not the sexual physical pain. This is my own level of... this is my own level of masochism. Because I can't really do S&M like that. If somebody should carry cane and flog me now, I'll do my own back. I will beat you back. And if I cannot beat you back, you'll probably be poisoned. So, no. The highest level of S&M I can do is maybe like handcuffs and... maybe blindfold me and use a feather to like tickle my body. But once you start flogging me, absolutely not. Safe word, pineapple. Pineapple me the fuck out of here. Okay, we digressed. Sorry. So what was the name of the book again? The Candid Life of Meena Davi. Absolutely no. If you ever see this, don't be tempted. Just skip. The next book I finished reading was The Happily Ever After Playlist by Abby Jimenez. Now, this is my favorite Abby Jimenez novel. I used to think that Part of Your World was my favorite until I read this one, Happily Ever. The banter was just top-notch. I love when there's good banter in a romance novel. I feel like it elevates a novel from like 10 to 1,000 in my eyes. And the banter was just juicy in this one. The banter between the main character, I mean, the male lead and the female lead. The banter between the female lead and her best friend, it was just... top notch. So yeah, I really like this one. And that is The Happily Ever After Playlist by Abby Jimenez. Also an audiobook experience. And the male narrator though, my God. Woo! His voice is so good. I wanted to see any other work he has done, but aside the books by Abby Jimenez, he narrated the 50 Shades of Grey. Not like I want to listen to 50 Shades of Grey, but if I decide to be craving this voice when I need to do like some sexy time, I might have to listen to 50 Shades of Grey. You know, who knows? Now, condition they make with bend. Why am I digressing? Okay, so the next book I finished reading after that was The Preacher's Paramour by Kiana Alexander. This is one of those books that are usually available when Scribd does their nonsense of putting you in like timeouts and there's no books available. This is one of those books. And I thought it was going to be nice. I mean, you know, getting down with the preacher. But as I was reading the book, I didn't understand what was going on. It's like patriarchy became sexy all of a sudden. Because the preacher guy, very, very annoying character from nowhere. He's like, you will not talk to me like that. And I was like, who the fuck are you talking to? The fuck? And the girl is, oh my God, I was so pissed. Because he was forming possessive on top. In fact, You know what? Let me not even go to preacher key. There was no chemistry between the preacher and the person that was supposed to be his paramour. He's just, the man was looking for who was going to be his house girl. And he saw her. She was the only single person in town. That's just how it looks like. Do not read this book. Like, do not read this book. The next book I finished reading was Refuge by Dina Nayeri. And this is a book about a father who is in Iran and his daughter is... I think she has gone to different parts of the world, but now she's like in the US. I wasn't particularly enthused about this story. I just liked watching the dynamics between father and daughter. Very rarely do I read books that have father-daughter relationships, so this was interesting. But the story itself, yeah, it was just there. The next book I finished reading was Off Limits by Vanessa North. This, I picked it up, also one of those available books on Scribd. I picked this up because I was looking for something sapphic. Now, this book was sapphic. The smut was smutting. But like, there was no plot, you know? Like, the plot was so dumb. I don't know why I did not DNF. Honestly, I don't know why. I can't even explain why. The next book I finished reading was They Never Learn by Lane Fargo. I got this book as a recommendation when I was asking people online for books where women do bad things. Now, while I enjoyed this book, I feel like I would have enjoyed it more if it was a bit gorier. You know, more blood, more stabbings, more... I mean, there's retribution at the end. Like, women do bad things. But, like, it wasn't enough to satisfy my blood lust, you know? Yeah, but it's still a good read. The next book I finished reading was Life's Too Short by Abby Jimenez. Yes, I read 3 Abby Jimenez this month. And I don't know. This was also a nice read. But, like, I didn't connect with the romance in this one as much as I've connected with the other books. But the author has another one coming out 2024, so we'll see. I mean, it was still interesting. It did not feel like a waste of my time. But, you know, will I remember it tomorrow? I doubt it. The next book I finished reading was Iris Kelly Doesn't Date by Ashley Hearing Blake. Now, this book is the third in a trilogy. Romance, sapphic. The first one was Delilah Green Doesn't Care. Did you ever know of that title? So this is like the last book in the trilogy. And well, it was a nice finish. It was a nice wrap up. Also did not feel like... It was heartwarming, yes. But not the most memorable story. I enjoyed it while I was reading it. But once I closed it, I wasn't thinking about the characters anymore. I hope that helps. And then the last book I read in the month of October is Mouths Don't Speak by Katia D. Ulis. So this book is set in Haiti, yeah? And so many things are happening in this book that I think I got too distracted to connect or feel anything for any of the characters. Trigger warning for this one, there's... Should I tell you? Okay, let me tell you in case you ever pick it up. There is a child death in this book, not implied. It actually does happen. And like with other things that we have, there's like, it's written after one of the earthquakes that they had in Haiti. And then there's someone who has PTSD. Just like so much going on that I didn't have enough time to settle on what I was supposed to feel. You know, it would have been a good book, but I feel like it felt like a first draft that still needed to breathe and then add more stuff on it. Do you know what I mean? I'm actually even surprised by the amount of books that I DNF'd this month. It shocked me. But yeah, I have reasons. Lots of reasons why. Let's go through them. I have 9. So the first book I DNF'd was Change of Hearts by Claire Lydon. This was supposed to be a sapphic romance. But it didn't give what it was supposed to give, and I stopped caring about the carousel. Like, I literally got bored. So yeah, DNF. The next book I DNF'd was The Downstairs Girl by Stacey Lee. Now, this book was picked by Reese's Book Club, and I've seen some people talk about it. Some people that I trust. I don't know if I should trust them anymore, but the book was so boring. I just dropped it. if you've read it, I dropped it at like 30%. If you read it and you think I should go back to it, let me know. The next book I DNF'd was They Drown Our Daughters by Katrina Monroe. Now, this book also, it pulled me in with the whole mother-daughter relationships, and I thought I was going to get that, but god damn it, I was so bored. And I held on to like 70% of the book, and then I was like, I really don't give a fuck anymore what happens. Goodbye. So yeah, that was that. The next book I DNF'd was The Museum of Failures by 30 Omrega. I don't know if I pronounced the name right, but this author, I've usually enjoyed their books in the past, so I thought I was going to enjoy this one too, but I got bored. I got very bored. If you've read it, please let me know. The next book I DNF'd was Stone Blind by Natalie Hines. I do like reading Greek retellings, and this one was supposed to be a Medusa retelling, but like, I was just so bored. I didn't care. And I DNF'd, I think, at 40%. I couldn't do it anymore. I kept on rolling my eyes. It was that bad. The next one I DNF'd was People Who Talk to Stuffed Animals Are Nicer by Ao Omei. This was a collection of short stories. He had, I think, 7 stories in it. And two of them, I DNF'd 2 of the short stories. And once you are DNFing a short story, there's really no need to go on. Yeah. The next book I DNF was Forged by Blood by Egigbo Okosun. So this is one of those fantasy novels that is inspired by Nigerian mythology or whatever. But I was too distracted by the many, many things that were taking me out of the story. Saying things like winter and summer and mix. I don't know. It was like they had all this research information that they just dumped everything without checking what made sense. I mean, I know fiction, usually you have to suspend all disbelief, but it gets to a point where it's just ridiculous, and I couldn't do this to myself anymore. Yeah. The next book I DNF was Protege King by Lisa Renee Jones. This was actually a very short book. Very short. The audiobook in total was like 2 hours something, but I got so bored because I got bored and I didn't care about the characters anymore. That's always my first sign. If I don't care about the character anymore, goodbye. So yeah, I got this in my audio, my Libro FM subscription. So it was free, I guess. Anyway, DNF. The last book I DNF'd, which pained me. It pains me so much to mention this book that I DNF'd. Because I've loved this author's books. It's a young adult novel, My Week with Him by Joya Goffney. I love this author so much. Like, they've written my most memorable reads in past years. But this one, I just couldn't get into the story. Like, I was so bored. I didn't like the main character. I didn't like anything. So I'm really hoping that maybe it was just the wrong timing and I'll go back to it. So if you've read this one, My Week with Him by Joya Goffney, please let me know if I should still go ahead, if something heart-wrenching happens or something. You know what I like. So let me know if I can still go on with this one, okay? All right, so those were the books I DNF'd. Now, my standout books of the month were The Happily Ever After Playlist by Abby Jimenez, Akwa Ogo by Rosemary Okafor, and The Queens of New York by E.L. Shen. So let me know if you've read any of these books and if you felt the same way. Holler at me in the DMs!
That's it, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to read or hear any comments or feedback you have, and you can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Lipgloss Mafia. That's LipglossMafia. Subscribe now or follow so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is available on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you enjoyed this podcast, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, rate and leave a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. And you know shares and reviews are my love language. Yay! Thanks in advance. I appreciate it and I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye!